Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. It's another week of basketball here in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. I'm your host, Sydney Ruth Mulvannon.
I'm Graham Thomas. Leland Barclay joins us in the River Valley. And, well, we're excited about another busy, busy week of hoops. A lot to get to this week.
Mm-hmm. And some sad news, too. So let's get into last week's kind of a roundup here.
Well, you know, you alluded to it there. It was kind of a sad week in some aspects. The Cameron Schmidt, the star player for Fort Smith Northside, went down with an injury against Fayetteville on Tuesday of last week at Northside. And we didn't know it at the time, but, you know, she ended up having a torn ACL that night. I mean, they had her on the bike. I was thinking maybe she'd even get back in the game or come back and play. The medical test revealed it was a torn ACL. And Leland, that's a big blow for the Lady Bears. Cameron is a really good player, state champion for that team. And, you know, not the news that anybody over there or up here wanted to hear for Cameron.
No, she's, you know, a very good player. Obviously, one of the best players in the state, starter and a major contributor on last year's state championship team. So it's certainly a big blow for her, a big blow for Northside. And we hate to see it and, you know, to lose her for the season. Also, Kaylee Ward of Mansfield has been out for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. She had appendicitis, I guess, appendix surgery. And Mansfield lost two in a row. They're still the top seed in that district tournament. They hope to have her back this week. But that's two of the best players in our area. Cameron Schmidt, of course, one of the top players in the state. So, you know, certainly a big blow for Northside.
You know, but the cupboard is not bare at Northside. I was at Bentonville on Friday as they played their first game without her, truly without her. They were playing Fayetteville when she got hurt and hung on to win that one. But to go up against Bentonville and knowing that she's not going to be with them, Sydney, was a big test for the Lady Bears, but they passed the test.
Well, I'm going to quote a movie here, but
I love it.
You know,
let's go.
You can't win on talent alone. It's always a team effort. So when one goes down, you know, if you're not a team, then you're not going to win. You can't win based on individual talent as
well,
a team.
Well, and so, you know, Fort Smith Northside picked up a nice win against Bentonville on the road. You know, you had players like a freshman, Leland Paisley Hogan, stepping up. All the names is Rashia Hall had a good game.
Yep.
Isabella Kendrick, Cameron Schmidt's younger sister Cooper came off the bench and hit some big shots. So they've still got a team over there at Northside. They're gonna, and you know, we have another Harbor versus Northside matchup looming, you know, here, and it's gonna be a lot of fun to see how they respond, continue to respond in her absence.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, for sure.
You know, the girls' race, you know, continues on. It's basically a two-team race for the top. Those two, Harbor and Northside, have clinched the top two seeds. You have a whole other group of teams that are right there behind them. Most of them are locks, I think, except for maybe Bentonville, which mathematically could still not make the playoffs. But I think they're going to get in, too. But Harbor, Northside, that'll be the 1-2. Bentonville West, Springdale, Fayetteville, Bentonville probably are the next four. And so we're starting to see, you know, some rankings, you know, in that division. Now, the boys, it's really interesting. Fayetteville and Harbor boys have both clinched first-round byes. Then you've got this group of teams. It's West, Bentonville, Rogers, and Springdale. They're all like, you know, a couple of them are 7-5, and then two more of them are 7-6 in conference. And there's going to be some movement there. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out, Sydney.
I'm just laughing because on our script here it says it's all clumped up there.
You know when you get your lawnmower and the grass is wet, Sydney, And you're trying to deal with it, and it just clumps up. Like, you know, you should have waited until it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon to mow the yard when the grass is dry so it doesn't clump up. Well, that's what we have right here is a clump.
Well, maybe that's you. I'm a woman. I don't mow.
Leland knows about the clump in the lawnmower.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But, you know, no one wants to wait till 5 or 6 o'clock in the hottest part of the day to mow the yard. It's just miserable.
For sure.
Okay. I actually used to wait until it was in the hottest part of the day to mow the yard because I just love being outside and I love sweating. And
he loves a good heat stroke.
I love a good warm summer day.
Were you wearing sunscreen? That's going to be a
I don't wear a sunscreen when I mow, but I do have this bucket hat.
Yeah.
So, how about some 6A West swim meet? Bentonville, no surprise, dominates the boys' portion and the girls' portion of the swim meet. The Gibson sisters, though, did really well for Harbor. A lot of good individual performances. So, with the 6A West swim meet, now we move to the Class 6A meet, which will be in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I think it's February the 27th and 28th mm-hmm. in Bentonville. So, a lot of good things there. The state wrestling meet was held this last weekend in Little Rock. Bentonville boys, Rogers girls, Van Buren boys are all state championship teams. How about this? Shiloh's Jack Ho, four-time state champion.
That's awesome.
That's I mean, how awesome? That's pretty in several different weight classes, I think. So, really good there. We had state bowling meets this last week, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I know that's kind of a quick recap. There's just a lot going on last week,
mm-hmm.
but we're starting to end some of these other winter sports, and then pretty much we'll just have basketball for a week or so, and then spring sports will start right on top of all this.
Well, with that being said, before we get into our next half of our show, we want to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com.
And hey, they don't worry about any clumpy yards, so.
Exactly. Ready, guys?
After all, West.
Nose.
Pest. Best. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's get into some of the matchups this week.
All right. Well, we will start with Bentonville and Rogers, Sydney. The Battle of Benton County, as we like to call it, but not so much anymore. There's so many teams in Benton County, but Bentonville at Rogers. So the previous game between the Tigers and the Mounties, and the boys' game, it went four overtimes, and Bentonville won. This time it's at Rogers. I think it's going to be another dandy of a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, and there's a lot of seating there.
Yeah.
So that's a big one. Fayetteville. Fayetteville got beat by Rogers on a buzzer beater last week. So they're looking to bounce back, and they got to go to Bentonville West, which is kind of scuffling a little bit, Bentonville West is, on the boys' side.
They're going to want some redemption from that Fayetteville West game for sure.
Always a big one, no matter what the records of the teams are, Leland. Fort Smith Northside at Southside on Tuesday night at the Barn.
Absolutely. Battle of Rogers Avenue. It's rivalry night. Van Buren Alma's next week. So it's, the 6A and 5A West close the regular seasons in grand style.
The only other 6A West game on Tuesday is going to be Harbor at Heritage. And then on Friday, just another good slate of things, Bentonville is at Bentonville West. So Bentonville West swept Bentonville at Bentonville for the first time ever in both games, the last time these two teams played. Springdale-Fayetteville is always a big one, as you well know. Rogers Heritage is at north side, and the Mounties are at south side. And then we got a big week in the 5A West. Asylum Springs and Alma Boys play on Tuesday, which should be a real dandy of a ball game. I think I'm going to convince Leland to go to that one. Mountain Home is at Alma, making the trip on Friday. That's another good group of games. Harrison's at Van Buren. These are all big on all levels for these teams that are trying to make the postseason. And then on top of all that, we've got conference basketball tournaments starting in the 4A and below. So the 4A1 conference tournament is at Shiloh
There's
Christian.
There's a 1A. I thought it just went down to 2A. My bad.
In football, yes, that is correct. In basketball, see, in basketball, there is no 7A. They just kind of shift it down.
There's a school called Deer.
And they're hosting the 1A1 conference tournament. How about that? 4A1's at Shiloh Christian. 4A4 is at Dardanelle. 3A1 is at Lincoln. 3A2 is at Mountain View. 3A4 is at Charleston. 2A1 at Decatur. 2A4 at the Danville Little Johns. 1A1, as Sydney mentioned, is at Deer. And 1A4 is at Scranton.
It's actually spelled D-E-R. I love Arkansas.
What is the mascot at Deer, Leland?
If it's a deer, I'm going to laugh so hard.
It's the antlers.
I knew that'd bring the house down.
Yep, the deer antlers. And yes, we have, it's a big week. You know, in fact, by the time this show airs, there will be teams and there will be players that have wrapped up their season. They're finished with basketball. There will be players that are done with their high school basketball careers beginning. A lot of these districts tournaments start on Monday. Mm-hmm. Some of them start on Tuesday. I've already got the brackets ready to go, and we'll have a small tour of the district tournaments this week.
You know, it's funny. A lot of these little tiny schools have some really great mascots. I think one of my favorites there is the Danville Little Johns.
Little Johns. I think
like from
I like
Robin Hood.
I like the antlers better. That's just so fitting.
Well, I like the Elkins Elks. I mean, what a great, you know, the Dardanelle Sand Lizards. So anyway.
I always thought Manila missed the boat, though. They should be the Manila Folders.
Hey, I have been to Manila. They are the Lions. That's Lion Country.
Well, I learn about at least one high school every time we're on this show. But
no geography lesson this week, though.
I mean, can you blame me? How are people supposed to know that? I mean, Deer, we love you, but yeah, I don't think a lot of people know about you.
How about a prep rally road trip to Deer? Don't they have the antlers up big on the gym there, Leland? Or is that somewhere else I'm thinking? Or is that Elkins? Elkins has big.
Yeah, Elkins has the big, yeah. If you want to really take a road trip, go to OARC.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in the list. But before we get into the top five and gimme five, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and the River Valley Democrat Gazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on all high school sports. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the top stories every single week. Additionally, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Prep Rally Sports, where we share interviews with players and just lots of fun stuff. So with that being said, let's get into the Gimme Five.
My name is Kendrick Carr. We're from Lamar High School. This is the River Valley Gimme Five.
These are the top five performances of the last week in the River Valley, where we like to celebrate state champions. And speaking of five, that's a significant number. The Van Buren Pointers won their fifth straight 5A state championship in wrestling this past weekend. One state champion out of the group, out of their team, but still won the overall state championship. Just an overall great team performance by John Petrie's Pointers. Number four, the individual state champions this past week in 5A from Van Buren, Peyton Boston. Also from Van Buren, Ava Garcia in the girls 120-pound division, and Farrah Crossnow won the 100-pound division from Greenwood. And 4A, two state champions for Paris, Adam Daniels from Paris, and then Alex Wells won the 144-pound division in Class 4A. In Class 3A, or number three, in 3A, Bella Edrington from Lamar won the state championship in bowling, bowled a 493 series, which was 48 pins better than the second place bowler. Number two, Kaz Crotts has come off a horrible football injury, and he is back and playing for the Lamar Warriors. Scored 32 points last Tuesday in a road win at Charleston, and then came back on Thursday night and scored 19 points against Lamar, or against Lavaca. 51 points for the senior in those two games, as Lamar wrapped up the number two seed in this week's district tournament at Charleston. And then number one, our River Valley Democrat Gazette Players of the Week, girls Jessie Mendenhall from Hackett eclipsed her mom's school record for career three-pointers at Hackett last week. And then she eclipsed her own record for the single season three-pointers by hitting seven on Thursday night at Mountainburg, scoring 29 points to set to eclipse her own record. And then against Danville on Saturday night, came back and scored 25 points for the Lady Hornets as they wrapped up the number two seed in this week's district tournament being played at Danville. And then the boys' player of the week, DeMonte Owens from Roland, in rivalry wins over Muldrow and Salisaw last week, scored a combined 36 points, had 13 rebounds and 8 steals in those two games to lead the 19-1 Roland Rangers into postseason play this week as district tournaments begin also in Oklahoma. And then shout-outs to 1,000-point scorers this past week, Riley Potts from Paris, Cade Bowen from Lamar, Brady Owen from Paris, and Jesse Mendenhall from Hackett all eclipsed the 1,000-point mark in their career. Last week, Braden Hanna from Mulberry and Ryan Nelke from Roland also went over 1,000 points in their career. And, Graham, you know what that means. That means our team photo at the end of the year where we gather together all the 1,000-point scorers and take that big team photo with them on Media Day, that group shot just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And we look forward to seeing all of them at Media Day for the 1,000-point scorers in their career.
You've got a long list of invites to send out then, don't you?
There's going to be, it'll be a big photo. It was a big photo last year, and it's, you know, and you think about 1,000 points in the career. I mean, some of these players, you know, have made it look somewhat easy. But you think about 1,000 points in a high school career, and, you know, that's quite a bit of success over a short amount of time. So congratulations to them. We look forward to more, and we especially look forward to seeing them at Media Day for that big team photo.
My name is Tevin Blessall. I'm from Springdale, and this is the NDOVA Top 5.
We'll start off with number five. Back to the swimming pool we go. Bentonville's boys and girls take the 6A West Conference meet. They should be heavily favored to win the state championship later this month at the Bentonville Community Center. That's always a neat event. Number four, we have state champion bowlers. Zaylee Warden of Pea Ridge rolled a 608 to win the 4A state championship. Landon Drake of Gentry rolled a 643. To win the Class 4A boys, and Barry Huntley of Elkins with a 681 to win Class 3A and repeat as state champion for the Elkins Elks. So congratulations to our state championship bowlers. Number three, it's Diana, it's a long list, so just bear with me here. We have, I don't even know how to count them all up, just a long, long list of state champion wrestlers in boys and girls, and we're just going to reel them off here. In Class 4A, Jack Ho, Shiloh Christian, 150 pounds. Max Eldridge, Shiloh Christian, 150 pounds. Atreyu Banks of Gentry, 175. Zaiden Ballard of Berryville at the 285 heavyweight division. In Class 6A, Jack Andares of Bentonville, 106. Camden Reynolds, Bentonville, 113. Zach Donaldson, Bentonville, 120. Kyan Patton, Rogers, 126. Daxton Klein, multiple time state champion, Springdale Harbor, 132. Henry McDaniel, Bentonville, 138. Benjamin Marasio, Bentonville, 144. Caden Newman, Bentonville, 165. Tarek Bien, Rogers, 175. Caden McCrary of Rogers Heritage, 190. Evan Fivold of Bentonville West, 215. And Yahir Ruiz of Rogers, the heavyweight division at 285. And in girls, Leslie Marquez of Rogers, 100. Genesis Hernandez, Bentonville, 105. Delani Hornbuckle, Rogers, 110. Eliana Bungatok, Springdale Harbor, 115. Isabella Easterling, Bentonville, 125. Anna Ducks at Rogers, 130. Alexis Dubowski, Bentonville, 135. Hazel Solis of Rogers, 140. Arden Jellin of Rogers, 145. Ashley Thompson Rogers, 155. Heidi Benefield of Rogers, 190. And Rebecca Gonzalez Rogers, 235. Speaking of Rogers, Rogers Mounties with the big win at Fayetteville on Friday night. The big shot was Luke Sanders hitting a game-tying three-pointer for the Mounties to force overtime, and where they held the three-point advantage in overtime to get a huge conference win for Rogers. Our Northwest Arkansas Players of the Week. Taven Bledsaw of Springdale had 20 points in a win at Bentonville West, and Springdale won by 18 points. Kind of a big win for Springdale. The game was tied at 20 at halftime, and Springdale went on a 12-0 run to start the third quarter. Bledsaw was a huge part of that run, scoring 6 points on some really tough looks. Number one, our girls player of the week is Haley Trader of Bentonville West. She had 7 rebounds and scored 13 points in helping West defeat Springdale 82-47 last Friday. She also led West in scoring on Tuesday with 13 points as the Lady Wolverines defeated Rogers 59-24. And that's it. That's our players of the week.
Well, with that being said, we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Subscribe to our Instagram, our Facebook, and our TikTok, and tune in next week to see if our predictions hold up. This is Prep Rally.